From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. It was a powerful storm that barreled into Northern California a day ago, now leaving record amounts of rainfall and a deluge of trouble. North State residents in many areas dealing today with flooding, mud flows, rock slides, and closed highways. There's hardly a county in the northern part of the state that's been left untouched by Mother Nature's wrath. California Highway Patrol is forced to close down Highway 70 because of a big rock slide from burn scars. In Chico, the storm causing trees and branches throughout that city to come down. Sacramento making history Sunday when it broke the record for the most rainfall in a single calendar day. 5 inches falling Sunday, breaking a 140-year-old record. Some people having to be plucked from their homes that were flooded when the sump pumps gave out. In Richmond, multiple trucks blew over in the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge in the heavy rain and winds. In areas of the North Bay last night, thousands of people left scrambling for candles when trees were toppled, taking down power lines and leaving them in the dark. That storm should be over in another day or so, but cleanup will last much longer. Fire problems also linger in the state. In the wake of the wildfires, upwards of 10,000 trees weakened by those fires, drought, and disease must be removed. Beautiful old growth, and that means the visitors who want to see the world's two largest sequoia trees along General's Highway on 180 may have to be content with postcard pictures because the crews will have to close the highways for a time while they remove the hazardous trees from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Arcata establishing a COVID-19 safe outdoors event program with funds from the CARES Act. The city received $114,000 to provide staff and resources to facilitate safe outdoor events like plays, festivals, music fairs, and others. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the Neyland Glen Farm Stand is set to close by the end of the year after the North Coast Regional Land Trust announced this week it's moving forward with the eviction of stand owner Kathy Mullen. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.